We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, loyal viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms. They reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukhbator, Seling Province, channel 30 on Mini-Mongol. In Dahon Ul Province, channel 8 on Dahon Broadcasting System. In Cha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Ututh, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Hu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Shanghua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Qinghe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows currently. Up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, American researchers discover that the ancient Mayans conserved forests. In ecology news, a survey in the United Kingdom finds that gardening is considered life-enhancing. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 11th, Presbyterian minister and healthy living advocate, Reverend Sylvester Graham, is remembered. Born in 1794 in West Suffield, Connecticut, USA, he promoted a vegetarian diet and abstinence from alcohol. Reverend Graham, the creator of the original Graham cracker, helped establish the American Vegetarian Society in 1850. His book, Lectures on the Science of Human Life, was a well-known text on improving habits for greater well-being. Our gratitude for Reverend Sylvester Graham's legacy of encouraging life-sustaining practices through nourishing plant-based foods.
Years ago, on September 7th, Supreme Master Television made our debut broadcast in Europe and parts of Africa. Since then, with the grace of Providence, we have grown in coverage areas and contents to serve global audiences around the clock. We especially offer our deepest gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her benevolent vision, wise guidance, and meticulous care, which has made our channel possible. Today and for the entire week, we are delighted to present greetings from dignitaries, celebrities, and well-wishers on the occasion of Supreme Master Television's third anniversary.
May I also take this opportunity to convey my best congratulations and best wishes to Supreme Master Television on the occasion of its third anniversary. I wish you every success, in particular in creating more awareness and more sensitivity about the issue of climate change, the need for all of us to unite in the fight against climate change.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Formosa, or Taiwan. Severe floods and mudslides from Typhoon Morakot's landfall on August the 7th left villages buried, communities stranded, and over 600 people who perished. Expressing her condolences and love, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated $30,000 on August the 8th for relief and more as necessary. She requested that our Formosan Association members provide ongoing assistance wherever needed. They responded by starting relief work, covering their own expenses and contributing a total of $153,000 of their own funds thus far.
Taihua Elementary School of Neishan Township in the mountainous area of Jiayi was one of the most affected, having been overwhelmed by mud. As part of their overall efforts, our association's relief team organized 9 four-wheel drive vehicles to deliver a generator, books, fuel, and other health supplies to the school. Deputy of Academic Affairs Supervisor, Mr. Zhuang Shung Tran, expressed his gratitude, saying that the school had also received our association's SOS flyers with information about the vegan solution to global warming.
In assessing the disaster situation, our association members also attended a press conference on Typhoon Morakot. There, Formosan President Ma Ying-jeou spoke of the government's own efforts to protect citizens in the event of a similar climate-related disaster.
Now, as a result of climate change, disasters like Monaco are not that unusual now. So we have to be prepared for the worst. And we are drafting a piece of legislation called Homeland Planning Act, which will divide the country into different regions. Some may have to be evacuated, but this is very difficult in this country. We attach a lot of importance to the factor of global warming.
We appreciate President Ma Ying-jeou's initiatives to ensure the welfare of all Formosans. Our gratefulness also for Supreme Master Qinghai's heartfelt care to those in need, as well as our association's relief team for their dedicated endeavors. With the grace of the Providence, may our world be freed of such potential tragedies as more people turn to kinder, eco-conscious ways.
Thousands evacuated as rains inundate the Philippines. Just a month after being hit by Typhoon Morakot, 100,000 Philippine people have been affected and at least six have succumbed to the severe tropical storms Lapu-Lu and Maring. Some areas of Zimbales province in the central part of the country were submerged in 6 feet of floodwaters, where 1,200 homes were damaged and 2,000 families displaced.
In Olongapo City alone, 70,000 residents were affected, while in the metropolitan region of Manila, 16 of Valenzuela's 32 villages were submerged due to heavy rains and the overflowing Maycoayan River. The Philippines Disaster Control Center, other officials and the National Red Cross, as well as many private companies, have responded by dispatching personnel to assist in rescue and relief work, with some donating building materials to help in reconstruction efforts.
Supreme Master Qinghai immediately responded by pledging $20,000 and asked our native association members to try and go and help the most afflicted and bereaved families, as she offered her sorrowful heart and lots of prayers. The donation could purchase $284,000 in emergency supplies if bought in the United States based on the Philippines' cost of living. We thank the Philippines Disaster Control Center, the National Red Cross, and all other relief personnel for your endeavors to ease the disaster situation. Our appreciation goes to Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional aid extended to the most in need. We send our sympathies for the lives lost to this storm as we pray for the smooth recuperation of the Philippine people to the stability of their normal lives. May such weather extremities subside through our increased care for each other and the planet.
Another quake shakes Indonesia. On Wednesday, Indonesia's Sulawesi Island was struck by a 6.0 magnitude quake. Hundreds of homes and offices were damaged, and many people fled from buildings. Meanwhile, hospitals have been filled with scores of injured persons as fatalities from last week's 7.3 magnitude tremor have risen to 80, with close to 200,000 residents displaced and damage to 150,000 structures. The Indonesian government has dispatched both medical and rescue teams to the affected areas. Hearing of the September 2nd quake, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately offered $10,000 for our native association members to join in care for those most in need. On September 10th, conveying her tearful prayers and love, she pledged an additional $15,000, requesting that our association members organize some urgent items for those who had been overlooked or are desperate, asking them to try to comfort people in their time of trauma and suffering. The total $25,000 donation could obtain $301,000 in emergency supplies in the United States based on Indonesia's cost of living. Our gratefulness, Indonesian government and all personnel, for your swift response to this disaster. We are also thankful for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving care of the afflicted. Our condolences for the lives lost as we pray for the protection of the quake-stricken people. May such disturbances lessen as we strive to more gently regard all beings in the ecosphere. Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Swine flu cases mounting steeply across schools. In a two-week survey, the American College Health Association in the U.S. found that 73%, or 149 out of 204 participating universities, had a total of 4,045 new swine flu cases. The highest rates reported were in the southeast and midwestern regions at the Gordonstoun School in Moray, UK, where some swine flu cases have been confirmed. 118 of 603 students were absent at the same time. Fear of a suspected outbreak led the school to suggest the cancellation of a planned visit by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II.
Swine flu cases globally are too many to count, as most go unreported. The number of swine flu deaths across the globe continues to rise, with the latest total being 3,555 fatalities. In Europe, where so far 127 people have succumbed, cases jumped by more than 440 within 24 hours, mostly in Portugal, Greece, and Germany. Thailand reported 12 new deaths, bringing the country's total to 142. A 77-year-old man became the 18th fatality in South Australia. South Africa has now lost 31 people to swine flu, while the death toll in Central America has grown to 91, including 33 in Costa Rica, 17 in El Salvador, 13 in Honduras, 12 in Panama, and 6 in Nicaragua.
We pray for the world's protection from this pandemic, including the vulnerable children and youth returning to school. May the day come quickly when such viral threats are minimized as people young and old alike adopt the worry-free, preventative, organic vegan lifestyle.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago, and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration.
Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration.
Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration.
Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants.
Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc.
To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below, al.godsdirectcontact.org.
www.vegsoc.org.
www.vrg.org.
www.vegsource.com.
Or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
US teens begin veggie business to help low-income families. Youth entrepreneurs from Boys and Girls Club in Palm Beach County, Florida, USA, have been growing their own garden herbs as well as acquiring fruits and vegetables directly from wholesalers and then selling them at reduced costs to consumers. With 86% of residents earning lower incomes in the community, the youth's Rise and Shine Co-op has been able to generate income for them and their families, as well as provide double the quantity and value of vegetables for the less fortunate residents. Rise and Shine member Brianna Hollins said, "We decided to build our business on giving healthy and nutritious food at a very low cost. What a great community-supporting business. Kudos all enterprising youth at the Rise and Shine Co-op for your promising and healthy entrepreneurship. May your seeds of hope continue to blossom with heaven's blessings and care.
Russian president calls for action against drugs. At a special meeting of the nation's Security Council, His Excellency Dmitry Medvedev highlighted the need for a unified policy and implementation plan to eliminate illegal drugs. He stated, "Drug addiction hits increasingly younger drug users, which is a threat to the country's national security and a serious challenge to the health of the nation." Measures discussed included mandatory drug testing for students in Russia's schools to be able to identify drug addiction at its earliest stage. Our respectful accolades and appreciation, Your Excellency, for your commitment to the well-being of Russian fellow citizens. May all leaders be motivated toward such steps to promote life-sustaining habits for every individual.
Benefits of addictive drug abstinence and treatment.
In the US, treatment for drug addiction has been shown to save lives, reduce crime, and rebuild families, along with 69% of those treated being drug-free 1 year after treatment, 64% reduction in arrests 1 year after treatment. A California, USA study found that for every $1 invested in drug treatment, $7 was saved through reduced crime, health and welfare costs, and increased income stability.
60% of cocaine and heroin in the U.S. is consumed by people who get arrested in the same year. Thus, treatment that helps them to overcome drug addiction reduces crime and market demand for drugs. A doctor in Arizona, USA, identified a new outpatient treatment for methamphetamine addicts, showing an over 60% success rate in rehabilitation. 20 years of research in the U.S. has demonstrated that drug treatment programs are effective in reducing crime as well as improving the health and social function of participants.
Drug-free workplace programs are found to result in lower absenteeism, fewer accidents, higher productivity, improved morale, better employee health, decreased use of and expenses for health benefits, lower corporate insurance premium costs, plus more. For more information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Mexican flight passengers safe. On Wednesday, an Aeromexico flight en route from Cancun with 104 passengers and crew landed in Mexico City after being briefly commandeered by a passenger. All persons on board were rescued by Mexican officials and escorted off the plane unharmed. We thank the Mexican personnel for their peaceful intervention and are glad to know of everyone's safe return. May your welcoming reunions with family and friends be warm and treasured.
Save our planet. Nepal imperiled by climate change. With more than 70% of Nepalese being farmers who live in rural areas, global warming is causing devastation as harvests this year have decreased by half. Temperature extremes have also become more common, as have droughts and intense storms, when there is precipitation at all.
In a report published ahead of a climate change summit in the capital city of Kathmandu, international aid agency Oxfam said that the Nepalese people were being pushed beyond their limits and forecast that 3.4 million would require food assistance. Scientists are concerned for worsening conditions if the Himalayan glaciers disappear, an event some feel could occur within just 30 years. Moreover, the impact would be felt by more than 1 billion people across Asia.
Oxfam scientists, many thanks for this report, despite our sadness at knowing the plight of the Nepalese people. May our swiftly harmonious and sustainable actions protect the earth, restoring all of Asia to abundance and vibrancy.
Supreme Master Qinghai expressed concern once again about the real crisis of global warming during a June 2008 video conference with our association members in London, reminding of the immediate benefits of the life-affirming vegan lifestyle.
It's just getting worse nowadays. More obvious. You just have to tune in to any TV channels, any radio, read any newspapers. They are full of reports, almost daily, about world hunger and the shortage of food, unaffordable food prices, unaffordable daily necessity, basic necessity, and unprecedented frequent disasters, and crop failures due to bad weathers, and non-stoppable sea rising levels, high price fuel shortages, incurable or strange new diseases. All of these are happening now. Vegetarianism is the only solution. It's the best, the fastest solution. I pray that people in the world wake up on time and just forsake that piece of meat. Then everything will be just fine. Everything will be beautiful, nice, peaceful.
Save our planet. Brazilian organizations unite to address climate change. 14 major Brazilian organizations from the agribusiness, forest planting, and bioenergy industries have established the Brazilian Climate Alliance with the goal of contributing proposals to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. With over 40% of the country's energy already originating from clean sources, the group plans to offer technical consultation on sustainable energy, as well as continued development of such endeavors as forest preservation. Brazilian organizations, we laud your united efforts to address global warming, wishing you many green and fruitful results that benefit both the environment and the Brazilian people.
Save our planet. The American Museum of Natural History is adding 14 new species to its online database of life, making it easier for conservationists to identify and protect wildlife from being illegally sold as bushmeat.
Save Our Planet, designed by a team of international engineers and using photovoltaic cells made by American company SunPower Corp. Switzerland-based Planet Solar is building the world's largest solar-powered boat, with a round-the-world tour planned in 2010.
Save Our Planet. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warns that developed nations' commitment to longer-term emission reductions by 2050 is insufficient, calling instead for intermediate-term goals to avoid catastrophe for our generation.
Hello. This is Shiny the Shamir. I really enjoy my plant-based diet. Today, I'm going to share a tip on a great veggie to try, artichokes. They are tasty and contain nutrients such as potassium, vitamin C, and magnesium. Also, they are rich in dietary fiber, vitamin K, riboflavin, and folate. There are many veg websites and cookbooks that will show you the best way to prepare this wonderful food. Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for tuning in. And now for the weather around the globe.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Australia, the Centenary Rocks Festival in Seven Miles Rocks, a suburb of Brisbane, was the Lord Mayor's Australia Day community event of the year. The fun occasion, which attracted over 15,000 people, featured live entertainment, vegetarian food and various free activities. Our association members from Brisbane hosted a booth sharing information about the link between meat-based diet and global warming. To further raise awareness, they gave out more than 300 SOS biodegradable balloons, which the children were happy to receive, as well as hundreds of SOS flyers.
We have no right to eat other beings for our living.
We've only got one planet, we've only got one Earth, and we are trustees for it. So let's talk to each other, let's communicate with each other, and let's make the world a better place.
With God's boundless grace and the vegan pledge of all, may we see a paradise on this planet in our lifetimes.
In environmental news, archaeologists find that the Mayans conserved forest 3,000 years ago. Dr. David Lentz, professor of biological sciences at the University of Cincinnati, Ohio, USA, and executive director of the Cincinnati Center for Field Studies, together with his colleagues, discovered that the Tikal Mayan people had a sacred grove of forest that were protected. Located in present-day Guatemala, the civilization thrived during the time that earth-sustaining practices were observed. The results of the on-site research were published in the Journal of Archaeological Science. Our genuine appreciation, Dr. David Lentz and Associates, for your eco-findings. May the wisdom of the ancients help guide us to a balanced and viable future. Up next on Noteworthy News, 70% of citizens in the United Kingdom think that gardening is a healthy part of their lives. We'll just give the dog a quick massage and we'll be right back. More soothing news coming soon on Supreme Master Television.
Hello, I'm Jesse White, Illinois Secretary of State, and I run the largest Secretary of State office in the United States. I want to convey my deep appreciation and congratulations to Supreme Master Television for its third anniversary, where you provide the world with positive stories, uplift the spirit of others, serve as the light at the end of the tunnel, the safety net for the people of the world. We have a lot of people in the world today who need to be uplifted, who need to be inspired, and your television station speaks to that effort. Again, congratulations for your giving and caring spirit and for making a difference in the lives of others. And another one of my philosophies of life, and that is, do something good for someone every day. And Supreme Master Television has done that. Thank you and have a good day.
Hi, I'm Melissa Etheridge, and I really want to congratulate Supreme Master Television on their anniversary. Well done.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gladdening news for a content world. In ecology news, a United Kingdom survey finds the value of gardening. A poll of 1,000 individuals by the National Trust, a UK non-profit organisation that protects special natural and historical places, reported that 70% of people think that gardening is life-enhancing. Celebrity horticulturalist Mr. Alan Titchmarsh commented on the results, saying, "Never has access to a garden been more important for our spiritual and physical well-being than it is in today's rapidly changing landscape." The National Trust stated that gardens are vital for food security, wildlife, and addressing climate change. Our many thanks, National Trust, for reminding us of the manifold benefits of growing our own produce. May more people gain the joys of organic plant-based cultivation.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Indonesian and titled Memories.
Sepasang orang tua yang bermasalah dengan ingatannya. Jadi, mereka mendaftar untuk kursus mengingat. Kursus ini luar biasa. Mereka pulang dan bercerita pada semua keluarga besar, teman, dan keluarga. Beberapa bulan kemudian, seorang tetangga mendekati si kakek saat dia berjalan menuju taman. Si tetangga bertanya, "Ed, siapa nama instruktur kursus mengingat yang sangat Anda suka itu?" Ed menjawab, "Namanya, saya ingat dulu sebentar. Apa nama bunga yang harum baunya tapi batangnya berduri?" Si tetangga berkata, "Mawar." Ed menjawab, "Yah, itu dia." Ed berteriak ke arah rumah, "Hei Mawar, siapa nama instruktur khusus mengingat?"
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Greetings. With the blessing of knowing you, I have realized that the food of noble ones, with the help of rain, comes out from the ground, and not from the abdomen. Now, by eating noble food, I set my receivers to get more the waves of wisdom and happiness. Thank you, and I wish more success for you, the wise ones. Sincerely yours, Armin from Iran.
Wise Armin, so good to hear from you. The true food for humankind is indeed from the bountiful offerings of nature. Supreme Master Qinghai has lovingly guided us that only a vegan diet will do for the children of Allah and save our precious planet. Please share this good news with all your elevated Iranian co-citizens. With the blessings of the Divine.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May God's glorious light illuminate your path. So long, until next time.
May I wish happy birthday to Supreme Master Television.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Portugal's Champalim Mod Foundation honors U.S.-based Helen Keller International with a 2009 Vision Award, including a $1.4 million U.S. prize for the organization's exemplary achievements in preventing blindness in developing nations.
The Chinese Christian Relief Association announces that it will send staff to 4 villages in the nation's Taidong County to provide tutoring for children affected by Typhoon Morakot.
Scientists at Istanbul Technical University in Turkey develop a system that evaluates movements on fault lines as well as other changes in land, water, and air to forecast earthquakes up to 4 days in advance.
In Karnataka state of India, His Holiness Sri Ganapati Satchidananda Swamiji persuades youths to quit habits like smoking and alcohol, turning instead to the wholesome vegetarian lifestyle.
In Mexico, to attend the 3-day meeting for peace and development, Disarm Now, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is honored as a distinguished guest and presented with symbolic keys to Mexico City.
Russia celebrates the work of her immigrant artists with the exhibition Russian Americans, featuring artists from the early part of the 20th century, including Serge Zudekin, Boris Anisfeld, and Mstislav Dobuzinsky.
Top Chinese juice maker Huiyan Beverage and Food Group Company Limited donates more than $142,000 to the One Foundation charity, which is part of China's Red Cross, and has pledged further contributions as a percentage of juice sales.
Through a documentary film aired on the major Korean national network, MBC, a vegan medical doctor and 2 vegan citizens show how a diet without meat, fish, eggs, or dairy can allow one not only to avoid illness, but to thrive in health.
The Arab League hosts foreign ministers from Arab states, where meetings focused on mediating efforts to reconcile Syria and Iraq, as well as discussions on Israeli-Palestinian peace.
An expedition team in Papua New Guinea films for the first time a buff-faced pygmy parrot, the world's smallest, which is slightly bigger than an adult thumb and weighs under 0.5 ounce.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.